The Shelby County Health Department has restarted COVID-19 vaccinations, though the next round of shots is already spoken for. WKNO's Katie Reardon says the most recent federal policy changes could potentially speed up distribution.
Shelby County Health Department Director Dr. Elisa Haushalter says adjustments to local vaccine availability will depend on how Tennessee officials react to new federal guidance. On Tuesday, the nation's top health authorities said they would no longer stockpile vials of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines to ensure that the second booster shots are immediately available. States are also being asked to lower the age of vaccine eligibility to people 65 and older and those with pre-existing conditions. The local health department is still currently inoculating the state's top priority groups by appointment, including first responders, some healthcare workers outside of hospital settings, and those over age 75. But Haushalter says, stay tuned.
This changes day to day, moment to moment.
Still, she anticipates that the follow-up doses of the vaccine for those who've received their first shot will be available in several weeks as originally intended.
There's an assumption that the supply chain is going to improve and we will have opportunity for the second doses at a later point.
While the health department can ask for proof of vaccine eligibility, such as an ID or a letter from an employer, Haushalter says undocumented immigrants who are in priority groups should not be afraid to make appointments through the health department.
Regardless of someone's country of origin or whether they're viewed as documented or undocumented, they're eligible for vaccine, and we want to encourage them to come get the vaccine.
Eligible people can also ask the health department to be put on a standby list so that doses from missed appointments can be quickly used. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.